the tablet, yes?
And if its way of issue be stopped, what harm? For it gushes continually from the house. The acquired intelligence is like the conduits which run into a house from the streets. Its waterway is blocked, it is without any supply. Seek the fountain from within yourself.
How can I explain this to you? Because to you, water is in the pipe. Go back a couple of hundred years. Then where is the water? Every house, they have one underground place, which is almost well done to keep the water. The water comes from the street. The daytime, the water comes and goes in that filthy street. In the evening, they will clean it, and they wait for the water to pass away. Then there is a moment that you have the right to open this gate, a little gate, to fill up the water reservoir for yourself. This is what it is over there. Everybody has that. Even the king has that. Yeah, maybe the king, every single day, they will bring some pot of water. But the water story is like that. Here he brings that example to you and says, listen, do you remember the first intelligence I was talking about? Which comes from outside to you. If the gate is closed, the hell with you, finished. What do you do? Because that's the information that is coming from outside. There is a fountain in you. Discover that one. Because why are you here? There is a purpose. There is a plan. And you have to work on it. And we talked about it. The main thing is, oh my God, how could I say that you will not forget it? Tell me. Because this is the simplest stuff. Very simple. Listen. The source of goodness is in you. And the wrongdoing is your deed. This is how it is. Don't blame and judge the others and talk about this, blah, blah, blah. Look at you. The information you get here, you could forget. But if this will inflict and somehow you have the taste of passion, that will never fade away. So, the source of the problem is you. The hope to save this silly fellow is in you. Everything is in you. So stop blaming others and thinking about the others and relying upon the information you receive. Because what is the real meaning of the information you receive? It depends where you receive it from. A lot of people will give you information because they want to sell you something. Or they want to convince you. This is the game, isn't it? So forget about the sources. It's good, we said, yes. There is a book, there is the school, a good teacher and all that. But that's the superficial information. You should understand it. That's something which comes from outside and the gate could be closed. Something is inside. The center of hope is here, and the center of problem is here. As simple as that. Yes. So we talked about all these letters and writing and coming back and all that, right? Now we are talking to this Qulam. He said, no. Now listen to something else. Because this is something that maybe we'll convince you. There is this guy who needs help. will go to his enemy and say, please help me. He said, hey, I'm your enemy. You're not supposed to ask me. He said, why not? Okay, you're my enemy, but you're honest. And you know what it is. Should I go and find a stupid guy to hide? At least I know what you're talking about, and I know you're my enemy. That is the question here. That remember, the information which is coming from outside, sometimes it's even the best when it comes from your enemy. Yes.
Story that someone was consulting another who said, consult someone else, for I am your enemy. A certain person was consulting someone that he might be delivered from perplexity and from a quandary. O man of good name, he replied, seek another, not me, and explain to him the matter for consultation. I am an enemy to you. Do not attach yourself to me. One is never successful from the counsel of an enemy. Go, seek one who is a friend to you. Undoubtedly, a friend seeks good for his friend. I am an enemy. It is inevitable that from egoism I should go crookedly and show enmity towards you. 'Tis not a condition to demand of a wolf the task of a watchman. To demand from the wrong place is a negation of the demand. Without any doubt, I am an enemy to you. How should I show you the way? I am a highwayman. Whoever is sitting with friends is amidst a flower garden in the bath furnace. Whoever in the world sits with an enemy, he is a bath furnace. He is in a bath furnace.
Did you get anything up to there? It's so simple. The guy and the other one help me. All this lecture, you had only half of it for the moment, is to explain what? A very logical explanation. Wherever you bring this out, the woman say, yes, he's right. You say, listen, I'm your enemy, so I'll not help you. You know what? You have to be with your friends to feel good, not with your enemies. Go and find your friends and all that. And yes?
Vex not your friend by egoism, lest your friend become your adversary and enemy. Do good unto the people for your God's sake, or for the peace of your own soul.
You see, some recipe here. He said, listen. Do not bother your friends with we and I. And that we is us. With me and us, don't bother your friends, because they will become your enemy. If you want to have friends, you have to be able to control this self-interest, this me and us. Yes?
That you may always see friendly in your sight, and that ugly ideas arising from hatred may not come into your heart. Since you have behaved with enmity, abstain. Consult a friend who arouses affection.
It's a little bit romantic here and a little bit complicated, but let's look at it. What is he talking about? Is he mainly, with this story, want to tell you that, listen, if you need help, your enemy is an honest fellow, he could be real help. Your friends, if they are stupid, they are not helping you, they will bother you. This is what it will come to. So the first guy brings the logical fellow that, listen, this is it, and suddenly we are beyond the logic. He starts to say what? He said, listen, I'm your enemy, okay? And you could be bothered with that. Do not bother your friends. Don't let them become your enemies. Then, do the good And that good is khair. Do you remember that khair? Which is good, not good for me, good for everyone. The real good. Do that with the people for your God. Be good because being good is good. Not that do something good and ask for something for return. Have expectations. This is how it works. Do the goodness for God or for the rest of your soul. This is how you should do it. If you do that, then you will see always the friends, and the bad pictures doesn't come in your mind. The doubt and that stuff about the people will not be there. Yes?
He replied, "I know you, O Abul Hasan, to be one who has long been to me an enemy. But you are a reasonable and spiritual man. Your reason will not allow you to go crookedly. The nature desires to take revenge on its adversary. The reason is an iron chain upon the flesh. It comes and prevents it and restrains it. The reason is like a police inspector for it in its good and evil. The reason that is allied to faith is like a just police inspector. It is the guardian and magistrate of the city of the heart."
This is the point. You start to say, what? Hey, you guy, I know you're my enemy, but you're intelligent. That intelligence will not let you to talk nonsenses. So you will be honest with me, and it will be helpful, because the origin, this animal spirit in here, would love to have some revenge and bother the enemy. But he is not alone, your natural existence is not alone. There is this intelligence. The intelligence will come and will stop you doing that negative stuff. Why? Because the sky is high. What do you mean why? Because this is a quality in human being, that when you are more intelligent, you don't do the wrong stuff. This is why we call this apple. This apple is just like the policeman in good and bad. And he will make another word here. Apple imani, which doesn't exist outside, means this apple, but of the believer. This apple with believing means intelligence. Believing intelligence is an honest policeman. He is policing the heart, and he is the king of the hearts. Yes?
It is mentally alert like a cat. The thief remains in the hole like a mouse. Wherever the mouse gets the upper hand, no cat is there, or there is the form of a cat. What cat? The faith regarding reason, which is in the body, is the lion that overthrows the lions. Its roar is the magistrate of the tearing animals. Its shout is the preventer of the browsing animals. The city is full of thieves and clothes robbers. Let there be a police inspector if you will, or let there be none.
Yeah. What was the conclusion? Is that, the conclusion is this. Listen, there is this intelligence, which is not the information you got from your school, remember, the other intelligence. This intelligence is really the policeman to control inside you. And that one will stop the wrongdoings no matter what. The problem is, okay, in the story I said this is like a cat. I brought the cat and the mouse. With this cat, I mean that lion.